With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock is the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
During the 2007 Formosa retreat, you mentioned that we were still climbing the slope to reach the peak of the Golden Age. And at that time, we were only one-third of the way, not even halfway yet. If we can't save our planet, will we be able to reach the peak of the Golden Age right away, meaning 4 or 5 years from now?
Sure. Almost right away, yeah? If all of the human adhere to the new way of life, meaning being vegan, vegetarian, peace, love, and green, we will reach the top right now.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
You mentioned in a recent talk that there isn't anything we can do to protect ourselves, and nowhere to physically hide from coming upheaval. The only our purity and virtue would help us.
That's right.
How do we know if we are shifting our consciousness enough, or is there something else we need to do other than meditate and try to help when we can?
If it happens, we still have a little time. We can change that. Who knows that maybe one day suddenly you wake up, everybody become vegetarian. Huh? Be positive. Envision that for me.
I hope so.
Envision
that's my dream too.
That everybody become vegetarian. Who knows? Yeah, anything happen.
That will
Let's
make my dream
come
true.
Let's have some fun imagining it. Okay, visualizing it. It do no harm. It will only do good. Positive energy, always good. Because at the moment, everything indicate that the planet is in danger, of course.
Hi, Master. You mentioned that in order for the planet to heal, more than 50% of human would have to become vegetarian. So is the change of heart what matters the most at this point? Or is it enough that they just become vegetarians? Thank you, Master.
Just become vegetarian. Because at least it helps the animals. It helps the environment. But I tell you what, when they change into vegetarian diet, in this particular time, they already change their heart. Change of hearts is the most important, of course. But at this particular time, if they change to vegetarian diet, that means they change their heart already. Why? They want to save the planet. They want to save their children's lives, to save everybody else's lives. So they are partaking in something grand and noble. So there's no need to preach to them anymore. If they change to vegetarian diet, salute them, thank them, and go to the next person.
Wow, that's really great to know.
Yes, it's good. And the more they go into vegetarian lifestyle, the more their heart will change for better all the time. It just happened automatically because they started with noble intention already, you see? Not for health reason, not for economy reason, it's for saving the world. How more noble can it be?
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome. If the world population join in vegetarian circle, at least 2/3 of them, and green technology and preserving forests and plant trees, etc., or organic farming as well, a frugal lifestyle, every little effort helps along. Yeah? But I want it more so that we have assurance. So keep doing what you're doing. Also, please keep envisioning the positive picture of the good world, the world that you want it to be, where everyone lives in peace, in love, in safety. A vegan world, a heavenly abode, where all beings enjoy life without fear of one another, where all are treated with kindness and due respect. Just envision all that, okay?
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for being here with us. With me.
Yes. I have two questions. The first one, recently our initiates have been regularly joining New York street fairs and other activities to pass around SOS flyers.
Yes.
And we put on bus ads and also do vegan cooking demonstration shows. Just trying our best to spread the global warming and vegetarian messages. We found many positive changes as we go on. More people are more receptive to the idea of urgency of global warming.
Good.
More people become more vegetarian or more aware of that vegetarian helps. Also, more people like to watch Master TV when we played it on the street.
That's very good.
We have also noticed many positive changes in government administration policies. For example, New York City Mayor Bloomberg have made good green policies to the city. All the city-owned cars and even taxis are changed to hybrid cars. Yes, and lots of trees have been planted within the metro area. There's also a new policy required that every new or reconstructed home must have a certain amount of trees planted in the property. So, Master, do you think all of these positive changes that we see indicate the rapid growth of conscious level of the people of the world? Is the planet Earth going to become a physical heaven soon?
Well, I don't know how soon, but I hope it's very soon. I hope what you hope. But all those positive changes do indicate, you know, the higher level of consciousness. As the world population become more aware of the ephemeral nature of life and how fragile the planet can be, and realizing their lifestyle habits should be changed. So now they begin to treat the environment with respect. They begin to have more vegetarian choice, and it's good to see, you know, etc., etc. All that changes is good. And if we hasten this process, there will be heaven on earth.
Right.
Just change vegetarian diet. I do hope we have heaven on earth soon, of course. But if everyone cooperate, yeah?
Right. Thank you, Master.
If they turn vegetarian, go green, do good deeds, they will only gain a better world, better environment, and a nobler character. Besides, even if it's not for saving the world, it's a high time that the human race should rise to a higher level of consciousness anyway. It should be noble, kind, and compassionate. Be veg, go green, do good is not just for the planet. It's for the whole human race, ennobling spiritual merit and quality. They should do it. Just for the sake of being noble.
Thank you, Master. Dear Master, on this planet, 99% of the wealth is controlled in 1% of the population. Material-wise, we are far advanced than our parent, grandparent, or earlier ancestors 100 years ago. But we are merely the slaves through our whole lives. Our lives are controlled by many poorly man-made regulations, benefit for self-profit organization. We do not want to live this way after the earth is saved. What is the point to save the earth and continue letting the system slaving us? So even the Aiden will come back, and how long the transition we will have to tolerate it?
Well, I told you already, we have to save the planet. So people have time to wake up. Some people sleep deeper than others. Your family member also sometimes, some people sleep very light. In case emergency, you wake them up, they go out right away, or they wake up even before. And some people, it takes a long time to wake them up. Right, so we have to wait for our family member. We cannot just say, okay, that guy, he sleeps so deep. Oh, well, I have to go out. I go out by myself. I don't want to wait for him. So after we save the planet, of course people will be different, eh? They have to be different now in order to save the planet already. So your part is to be positive. Save the planet first, and things will change after. It's not you alone who can save the planet. It's the people who change their consciousness. If they be best, go green, do good, then that means they have changed for the better. Their consciousness have gone up a higher level. Then, of course, they merit the earth. They could continue to live here, and their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, etc. At that time, people will be in a higher level of consciousness, and things will be clearer to them and to all. We will live in peace and love. You have to envision a positive world, the heaven on earth that you would like it to be. You have to envision the nobler world, the positive world, the beautiful world, the heaven world. Saving the world is a compassionate act. Even if the world is not saved, you are. You are saved by your loving kindness. Your merit will be multifold because you want to save others. This is the point that many of you still don't get. If you want to save the world, if you want to do anything toward this goal, you are enlarging your nobility, your heavenly attribute. So if you spread the encouragement to save the planet, if you be veg, if you go green, if you do good deeds, you help others because of other beings' lives on earth, because you want to save their lives on earth, then you have a saintly quality. You reawaken your holiness. It's not just about saving the physical planets and the physical lives. It's also about how great you are for wanting to do so and actually partaking in this life-saving crusade.
Thank you, Master.
So if people do want to be best, go green and do good because they want to save the planet, then their spirit is noble. They have elevated themselves.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduced type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water. Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Master, could you please tell us again about the importance of saving this planet, the planet that God considers worth saving?
You think it's not worth saving? You tell me.
Yes, I think so. It's worth saving.
And then why you ask me? Why does God think it's worth saving, right?
Yes.
If you think the planet is worth saving, then God thinks also what you think. Because God just wants to please His children. That's why I told you, be careful what you think. Be careful what you want. Because what you want, God will give. What you think, it will come true. In God's eyes, His children are always innocent and pure and worthy any time, from A to Z, no matter what they do. As I told you already, my viewpoint even, that human beings are only victims of the black magic power of the negative king, Maya illusion, the king of illusion. He casts the webs of ignorance on everybody and make them drunk, make them blurred of vision. They cannot think, they cannot see very clearly. That's why Master has to come. Jesus come, Buddha come, Muhammad come, Guru Nanak come, Jain Master come, Hindu Master come, etc., etc., and keep coming. We don't give up on humankind, because humans are innocent and they should be given always a chance, even the last chance for a quick evolution to catch up with other planets as well. Souls are poor and innocent always, no matter what they do outside. It's all the mind, all the deceptive Maya appearance. The souls are always perfect, pure and childlike, and always loved by God and the whole heaven. This world makes them so drunk that they identify themselves with all the material things that they see and the body that they inhabit. So also they've been influenced under the Maya influence to take up bad habits, and then it's hard for them to cast it aside once it's rooted into their life for over the years. It's all the work of the Maya, because the king of Maya means illusional king. He wants to trap the souls here so that he control. If we all gone, then we are in heaven. He has nothing to do here. He'd be bored stiff. He will feel useless. That's why he wants to keep them in physical bondage forever, life after life. That's why God's heaven takes pity on humankind. That's why this world should be saved, so people have a chance to awaken, to catch up, to return to their original, pristine, beautiful, glorious, great self.
Thank you, Master.
I hope only that the human being wake up, heed the warning, and save themselves, save their souls. Save the planet means save their souls. Because if they listen and become vegetarian with the intention to save the beings on the planet, then they are noble enough to be saved.
Yes, yes.
To be included in the saint circle. That's the idea. It's not saving the planet. It's their attitude to save the planet. And why they want to save the planet. That's what counts. Capish?
Yes, capish.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wisdom.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom,
Know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful discussion titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.